Leaders are afraid to preach the whole counsel of God. They draw back from the ascended life. But as I will re-emphasize throughout this writing, there is a high calling. Zion constitutes the highest place in the heavenlies, and it is to be manifestly expressed as a people in the earth. As his corporate overcomers to his elect, I boldly prophesy, arise, army of God, our time has come. Now, this part was the part that blew me out of the water. June is always a special month here at Praise Tabernacle. Beginning the second Wednesday of the month, God's people from several states and nations gather here for our annual summer conference, June 11th through the 15th, 2003. Summer conference was a landmark for this ministry. God raised the bar and brought us back to the original vision. Apostle Stephen Everett, and then I jumped. Stephen Everett is the gentleman who did the eulogy for Pastor Dale. And I have been able to connect with him on YouTube and on Facebook. And he's an incredible man of God, but I never connected him with Kelly Varner. I knew that they had the same message. I knew it was the same message that came from Royal Cronquist. So, you know, you get slices of this thing. So I go on the website a few weeks ago, and guess who else is on the website with Facebook? But our friend from North Carolina. Oh. Dale Frazier's the other one. And of course, Kelly, of course, would have been, because they ministered together since 1980, going all over the world, teaching together. And Irene and I listened to him this morning. Now, I had to read it for myself to see how God, in his little, I guess I'd call it a sneaky Holy Ghost way, to confirm that this is a connection that has more than lightweight value. So I rest my case. And you lift your hands to him. Say, God, you're on the job. You're always ready.
You're always ready
to baffle the wise when they think they know something. And that's Kim. Do you get it? We think we know something until the Holy Ghost decides to say page 11 and you argue with it. Say, Father, have mercy on me.
Father, have mercy.
Especially on my soul.
Especially on my soul.
Because my soul wants to rule.
Because my soul wants to rule.
And it wants to reign. And it wants to be the king of this house. And it's not going to be.
It's not going to be.
Because Holy Spirit
has impregnated me
with himself. And he is growing by leaps and bounds,
baffling my wisdom
that I think is so great.
I'm learning.
I know nothing as I should. I humbly apologize, Lord. Continue to baffle me.
Continue to
surprise
me.
Continue to confirm to me.
Continue to confirm to me.
What you want done.
What you want done.
How you want it done.
How you want it done.
Who you wanted me to be connected to.
Who you want me to be connected to.
Who is the next influence in my life?
Who is the next influence in my life?
That breaks me open into the heavenlies.
That breaks me open into the heavenlies.
I'm not going to sit.
I'm I'm not going to sit.
Where I used to be.
Where I used to be.
And stay comfortable in the old. That was for yesterday.
That was for yesterday.
Today.
Today.
I'm going forward.
I'm going forward.
With the plan of God.
With the plan of God.
With the glory of God.
With the glory of God.
And the resurrection power.
And the resurrection power.
That's going forth.
It's going forth.
To change me.
To change me.
From what I was.
From what I was.
To what I need to become.
To what I need to become.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. John's not here, but he didn't tell me the dream was private. Did he say anything to you about it? No. Okay. Well, we'll cattle on him.
You didn't want to tell him that.
Yeah, well, it's me that's going to cattle. It's not, you know. So, we had a beautiful conversation. It was very sweet, and we were able to make sure that the spirit of lies was exposed as much as possible. So after we had, I would say, 15, 20 minutes on the phone, he said, well, I had a dream. I said, okay. And in the dream, he saw from the heavens an army. So I know it was an army because it was all divisions. Correct?
Yes.
All right. But they were all black figures. All, every individual was black. And he said, then it kind of switched and they turned to like a royal blue.
Not meaning color of skin, but just.
No, all right, not the flesh. It's the whole person.
The figures, yes.
The whole figure. So all the garments were black. The face was black. The feet were black, etc. Hands were black. Yeah, he did point that out and I forgot. So, the next thing is they're all blue. And dark blue, he said. And then it phased again, and this time it was flaming blue. So, he said, Kim, do you remember what the color of the blue is on the candlestick? And I couldn't remember for all the money in the world. But this morning I looked it up. And if you look at the branch, the root of Jesse, it's the spirit of might. So, right now the army is black because it's full of soulish power. It is under the carnal nature, just like I confessed, my head got in the way. I was, you know, I'm not thinking of reading a book that's going to be just the preface is going to be what's going to be a message for me. I'm thinking I'm going to get some meat. I didn't get meat. I got a slap in the rear end. Okay? Because God was showing me something that I needed to learn that I can't afford to judge what he's trying to tell me to read. Okay? Did you ever have an argument with him? I did.
Yeah.
It wasn't a long one today, but it was a short one. I apologize because then when I read the second page, I said, oh, my God, you know, I'm waking up. Forgive me, Lord, you know. So in my understanding, which I did discuss with John, I said, I have a sense that black represents darkness and it has no real vibrancy. So that's where the church is at the moment. And I reminded him of Joel chapter 2. Well, if you remember just a few minutes ago, out of that book, it's Joel chapter 2. Same thing, same message. The army of God is not functioning. They're under darkness. They may be there, but they're fighting each other. They're not coordinated. They're not heavenly minded. When you look at blue, royal blue, it means royalty. It means heavenlies. Right?
So the second vision was royal blue.
Right. Okay. The third vision is now they're on fire. So that's A, B, C. You don't go from A to C. You go in progression. The word of God, in my understanding, that he's really saying to John and me and to the rest of us is that the army of God is eventually going to get through this fire. And obviously, page 11 said he went through what?
3 years of
fire. Burning what? The soulish mentality, the soulish arguments, the soulish control tactics, all the lies that you and I could possibly conceive. And he wants to burn them up. Once we start focusing on the heavenly part of us, which is the heavenly part of us, it's our spirit. But we're so focused on our natural man and on our mind, will, and emotions that we won't move until we decide to come out from this soulish agenda. So I don't know how that sits with you, but I was excited. I said, John, this is an awesome dream. It's showing you the future. It's showing that without the fire, you haven't got God's will. You've got your own will. You've got your own plan. So, I thought that was pretty cool. Do I get any amen?
Amen.
So, in the ways of the Lord, when we start to evaluate our walk with him, it really, it's a soul-searching situation that he wants us to really be honest with ourselves. And if we are judging what he wants us to do, we need to change it. We can't afford to stay the way we were, because the progress is designed by God for us to go forward. And in my case, I find stubbornness is always around the corner somewhere, trying to get me to do my thing instead of his thing. And, you know, you're not going to get to the finish line without cooperating and without apologizing when you are in the wrong or stuck in some corner of the, you know, soul part of us. So,
hello.
I didn't know exactly how this is all going to work out, but we're on a journey, right? Are you ready for the rest of the journey? Tighten your seatbelts. You know, everybody wants to have heavenly revelations, right? Everybody wants to live in the realm of the spirit now. How do we get to receive a change of attitude? Instead of perceiving how to change our attitude, maybe we should become a beatitude. That's what I learned yesterday from Dr. Everett. He said, you can be a beatitude. And all you have to do is look at Matthew chapter 5. So let's go to chapter 5. See, if you want to see how the kingdom of God works, how the kingdom of heaven functions, you've got a taste of it available. So I'm going to give you verse 3 before we go further. Hi, Ron. Hi, Evelyn. Hi, Leah. Good news.
Power on. The Bluetooth device is ready to pair. The Bluetooth device is connected successfully.
All right.
I got to try turning my phone on.
Oh, okay. Verse 3 says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Everybody wants to live in the kingdom of heaven?
Radio mode. Auxiliary input mode.
I love those colors. Even one of them is blue. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So let's go back now. The Beatitudes, verse 1. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Notice it's a hunger. It's a desire. And you will be blessed if you have it. If you're ho-hum about it, what are you going to get?
Ho-hum.
Ho-hum. Correct. So blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Oh. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God and daughters of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There's your kingdom. Again. When you are persecuted because of righteousness, you now are being confirmed as a part of the kingdom. Now, how about you? I don't enjoy being persecuted. It's not my cup of tea. But it happens. And when it does, you're going to find that your soul is going to try to find a solution not to have it continue. You're going to try to shut it down because it hurts. Okay? But again, see, you don't perceive that you're receiving a blessing when persecution is coming or somebody laughs at you behind your back. You just don't perceive it that way. You perceive it that, oh my God, I did something wrong. Where's your mentality? It's in that black army. You're under the anointing of darkness and fear and torment, etc., etc. And that's all part of the natural kingdom. But the spiritual kingdom is full of heavenly perception, heavenly perspectives. Okay? And you're going to start feeling the fire. And what's the fire going to do? Burn out the foundation. That you have that dark thinking pattern, it's going to burn up. So, you don't feel blessed, but you are being blessed. In fact, if you go by the feelings, you'll be shutting it down as quickly as possible and shut and respond to satisfy your own emotions so that you'll find some kind of ability to survive. I should have heard an amen. See, but when we try to survive under the anointing of the soul, are we being developed to go higher? Or have we shut things down?
Question.
Yeah, I am. When you're shutting things down, what are you doing? You're going right back to the soul.
Yeah.
And between you and me, it happens automatically. I shared with you about the book. I'm kind of arguing with the Lord. You know, it can't be page 11 because it's not the book. But his message was not in the book itself. It was in the beginning of the opening. And I wasn't perceiving that it had anything to do with me. And it had everything to do with what he wanted. See how strong the reasoning is?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm picking on me, but I'm not alone. I know you guys do the same thing without even realizing it. And the more you learn the deceiver's tricks, the more you're going to realize how much of your daily walk is really under the anointing of darkness. And I'm not picking on anybody. I'm exposing what I see in myself. And I see it in others. And sometimes I want to help them out. But it usually doesn't work. Because they don't want to hear it. And if they did hear it, they have an excuse. So now instead of having one whammy against you, you'll have two or three. Did you ever get there? So isn't it best not to feed the fire with another argument? Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you. Oh, yeah, right. Persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Now, the reaction when you get that kind of action against you, you want to get a satisfaction as quickly as possible. And try to shut it down as quickly as possible. But here's the recipe. Verse 12. Rejoice and be glad because great is your reward in heaven. I've canceled a lot of rewards. I know I have. Okay? Because I reacted. I wasn't rejoicing. I wasn't happy about it. I wasn't glad. Because great is my reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you, you're going to get persecuted as well. Now this is supposed to be good news. But it's teaching you, and it's connecting to John's dream. Because you've got those three levels. Okay? A few months ago, I ran across a book called The Three Levels That a Christian May Live. Okay? It's the same message. It's the same coordinate. You have a choice which way you're going to develop and which way you're going to go forward. 13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for nothing, for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. I'm going to ask you to put your right hand over your heart and to close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
There's a lot to chew here.
There's a lot to chew here.
And I know that my mind can give all kinds of excuses.
And I know that my mind can give all kinds of excuses.
But I'm going to rehearse.
I'm going to rehearse.
Matthew 5.
Matthew 5.
And become.
And become.
A different attitude.
A different attitude.
The heavenly ways of responding.
The heavenly ways of responding.
Are not foreign to my spirit.
Are not foreign to my spirit.
They are foreign to my soul.
They are foreign to my soul.
My mind, my will, and my emotions.
My will and my emotions.
All the excuses
from my soulish part,
I repent of.
I'm asking now
for the grace
and the favor
to have you open my eyes.
Open my ears.
And the spirit of understanding is truly needed. As you develop the spirit of might. From my inner man. I want to be. One of those fiery ones. In the army of God. Where I will be used to bring life. Where death was ruling. I give you praise. For the spirit of counsel. To work with me. The spirit of knowledge. And the fear of the Lord. To really start a work in me. Deeper than I've ever known. Also the spirit of wisdom. And the spirit of understanding. Obviously, because of the Spirit of the Lord, I will be filled with the seven spirits. Just like Jesus. That's what I'm asking for. I don't know how long it's going to take. But I need the grace. For the duration. I ask this in Jesus' name. And if there's adjustments,
please
counsel me.
And comfort me.
I don't want to remain where I've been for so long.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise.